I'm very proud to tell you about our final speaker, is Dr. Hossein Ilahi Gomshe. Dr. Gomshe is a former director of the National Library of Iran and has come from Tehran to speak for us this afternoon. He has numerous publications about the literature of Iran and about Persian translations of English literature, and is the author, among many things, of several editions of the great poets of Persia, Sa'di, Ferdowsi, and Rumi. I feel that I can barely do justice to the achievements which he's carried out, so I would like to welcome him today especially and invite him to come and speak about the role of Persian literature at Nowruz. So, Dr. Gomshe.
That I take off my watch and leave it here because we are going to jump out of time and place in Persian literature, so that something must remind me of the time, so the limited time. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Happy New Year. Happy Nowruz for all. Nowruz is the festival of the victory of man over demon, of good over evil, of light over darkness. It is a hallowed, it is a blessed festival which is in full harmony with nature itself. We do not celebrate it, it is the nature that is celebrating it. It is a new resurrection which is representative of the great resurrection we are all waiting for and which will happen to us all. And I wish to say a merry Eastertide as well to everybody, because Easter also belongs to us. We have much connection and relationship with Christianity. We have some festivals in common. One is the festival of Yalda, which is the birthday of Jesus Christ. And two others I will tell you later. And there are some festivals which I am going to recommend Iranians particularly to celebrate it, because it belongs to us. And most Iranian people do not know of that. It is indeed a pleasure for me to find myself once again in London when the glorious chariot of April is on the way. And in these auspicious days and the very special time, which is about noon. You know, noon is sacred for Iranians. Noon is the highest mark of light. So we celebrate noon. We swear by noon. I would say I will swear by noon, because noon is a very important time, special time. So everything is in the best now, particularly when we are in a traditional museum, and lovers of beauty, truth, and good, I would hail them, hail to thee, lovers of beauty, truth, and good, because you are king, and you shall be king hereafter. Because the kings of the world are people who are good, who are good. Goodness is kingship. The three wise men who brought gifts for Jesus Christ, they were not kings, but they are everywhere, they are depicted, they are imaged as kings, because they were good people. So a good man has nothing less than anyone in the world, a good man or a good woman. He is the king of the world. So all hail to thee. We heard much about Nowruz, very good discourses, very insightful, mixed with music, Persian music, and Persian poetry. And they spoke of not Amun Uruz, but the other one, Haji Firuz, yes. I will speak about Amun Uruz as well. Haji Firuz, Firuz means triumphant, victorious. He is victorious over all sorrows. He is full of joy. This is a clown, a Persian clown. That's the very message of him is be happy, dance and sing. And then he disguises his face in darkness. In darkness. But behind the darkness you will see all light and all whiteness. So we heard all these. And also of Amun Uruz. He is the gift giver like Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas, who started giving gifts to the poor in Christianity. Amun Uruz is also a great gift giver. He just offers the gift of magi, not an ordinary gift. Because a gift of magi is the religion of ancient Persia, Mughan. And Pir Mughan is the guru of Hafiz. He was a magi. And magis were wisest people, and they have been praised in Persian as well as in English literature, particularly by Shelley and Wordsworth and Keats, as the wise men. And they were really wise men who could understand that at such a time a great king is going to be born, Jesus Christ. And then they hurried to offer him all they had. The gift of magi is what you give out of your own being, out of your whole being you offer to the friend. So Amun Uruz gives the gift of life. If you are awake at the time of Nowruz, at that moment, at that blessed moment, which is a very special time calculated to a second, it is not an arbitrary hour or day, it is exactly when the sun enters the constellation Aries of the first of the signs of Zodiac, and it is the time when the equinox, an astronomical geographical event which happens when the sun is over the equator. So, Amun Uruz, if you are awake at that time, and you are old, an old woman or an old man, we are all old, a person who is not happy, a person who is not dancing and singing, who is not beside himself with joy, is not young. No matter whether she is 20 or 80. In Persian literature, you don't hear of old age. It is all youth. It is all spring. We don't have anything as any reference to autumn. Very rarely they would just say that autumn has passed. But Persian literature is springtide all the time. It is a perpetual spring. The Nowruz is a perpetual Nowruz. We are going to jump from this Nowruz which comes and goes. Every year it comes, brings some hopes, some sorrows for some. But there is a Nowruz in Persian literature. They recommend it, that you have to get to the substance rather than to the accident, to the time, to the temporal. You have to achieve the Nowruz, the Nowruz, not a Nowruz. You have to achieve the Nowruz, because when you are completely new, you enter into new climate, into new realm of spirituality, a new realm of happiness, and you get essential happiness. Essential happiness is the happiness which comes to you and then it never leaves you. Essential religion is the religion which never leaves you. Essential intoxication. Sometimes you get wine and then you are intoxicated and then you are sober again the other morning. But there is a wine that you never come to be sober again. One of the modern poets of Persia, of course, in classical poetry, says, فصل بهار موسم عشق است و این سما هر کس که مست نیست یقین هوشیار نیست. Anyone who is not intoxicated, he must be sober. And he is. So, we are going to speak of literature, of the perennial philosophy of the world in Persian literature, because all religions are reduced to two or three or four statements, which are called the perennial philosophy of that religion. And that is the common ground, that's the common denominator of all religions. The first is that the world has a designer. The world has a designer. We have not come out of nothingness. We have not come out of accident. We have been designed. We have been created. And Persian literature is filled with the presence of God everywhere. Everywhere you go, you turn your face, you see that God is there. In the trees, in the ocean, in the sky. Actually, Iranians, particularly before Islam, they did not go to any temple with a great dome of the sky. They said, this is a big dome, this is a big temple, we don't need any temple to limit ourselves to a mosque or to a church or to a building. This is the nature. Everywhere in nature is the temple of God. So let's go back to the beginning, how Nowruz actually was born, that eternal Nowruz was born. We have to go back to Hushang, an ancient Iranian, mythological Iranian king, who, after defeating the demon who had killed his father, he was running after a serpent. And serpent is another form of demon. If you're running after the demon and throwing a stone, then something happens. When he throws the stone comes to another stone and then fire is discovered. The whole wood is in fire. The serpent is burnt out, and the king says, whoa, this is the glory of God. This is the light of God. Fruqis in izadi. Be gofta fruqis in izadi. Parastid bayad agar bikhradi. If you're a wise man, you have to worship God. And this is, turn your face towards fire, because this fire is a window to God. This fire is a symbol of light, is a symbol of warmness, a symbol of love, a symbol of knowledge, a symbol of many things. So, Iranians were not magui ke atash parastan budand, parastande ye pak yazdan budand. Never say that they were fire worshippers. If you go to church, are you a church worshipper? Or when you go to mosque, are you a mosque worshipper? We are the worshipper of God, the creator, the Lord of the world. So they turned their face. I wonder how some fanatics have called the Zoroastrians fire worshipper. While fire, the fire of Moses, you can see in nature, as Khayyam says, اکنون که جهان را به خوشی دست رسیست هر زنده دلی را سوی صحرا هوسیست. Everyone now has the desire, and anyone who has a heart and has reason should go outside and to see the wonders of the world. You see the hand, the white hand of Moses from every bough. And you see the fire of Moses, the fire of Moses from every bush. Heaven is crammed, earth is crammed with heaven. And every bush is afire with God. Bulbul beshaq sarv, this is Hafiz. Bulbul beshaq sarv be gulbang pahlavi. Persian music, Persian literature is a teacher, actually, is a sage, teaching with music, teaching with dancing, and teaching with all joy. Just listen to the words of Hafiz. Bulbul beshaq sarv be gulbang pahlavi. میخوان دوش درس مقامات معنوی. This is musical, this is all music. And what did he say? The nightingale was singing last night. He was giving lessons, spiritual lessons, of stations of lovers, of the pilgrims. میداد دوش درس مقامات معنوی. یعنی بیا, come here. As Shakespeare says, come hither, come hither, come hither. Here you shall find no enemy but winter and cold weather. Come hither. بیا که آتش موسی نمود گل. The fire of Moses. Look at the rose and see the fire. And تا از درخت نکته توحید بشنوی. And the tree with thousands of tongues speaks to you of the secret of unity of God, that there is only one single reality in the world. Everything else is just a shadow before him. So, Hushang celebrated this fire, and it was 100 nights and days, actually 50 days, 50 days and 50 nights before Nowruz. So we have to celebrate. I wonder why we don't celebrate Sadeh, means just in the middle of winter. We have to celebrate that. We have to feel that the spring is coming. We have to feel. Shakespeare says, when icicles hang by the wall and everything everywhere is cold, at that time, the owl sings a happy joke, a happy note, a merry note, that the spring is coming. The spring is coming. Sadeh is the harbinger, giving the good tiding that, the demons are being defeated gradually, because the time of winter is the time of the ruling of the demon. I will refer to Rumi's poem later. So, after that, Jamshid, who was the grandson of Hushang, he also completely defeated the whole demons. If there are no demons, and they all come to your service, you don't kill the demons. Some people think that we have to kill such powers in us, like passion or avarice or jealousy. You shouldn't kill them. You should use them. You should bring them to your service. Rumi says, even jealousy, which is no good, when it comes to love, then it's very good. Peivaste hasad budi por qosse valik indam mi jushad o mi ruyat az ein hasad khande. You can laugh. So there is no mortification in Persian literature, as in India or in Christianity, because mortify is to kill yourself. Don't kill yourself. Kill the demon, and don't kill the demon, but bring him to your service. Jamshid brought them to the service. And that is why the time of Jamshid is the golden time of Persian mythology. You know, in most cultures, there is a period called Golden Age. Of Rome, for example, it was the time when Saturn came to Italy for Janus, who was the king. And for 1,000 years, there was no death, there was no old age, There was no ailment. Everything was okay. So for 300 years, or some say 700 years, at the time of Jamshid, people were all young all the time. That is Persian literature, when you are all young. Hafez speaks not of winter and summer, but of Bahar Omr. Our life is a continuous spring. So consider your whole life as a spring, as blooming, as recreating, as rejuvenating. Now, Jamshid is often identified with Solomon, because Solomon also defeated the demons and brought them to his own service. And Rumi says, "Chon Suleiman bash ta divan to sang borand az pe eivan to." Be a Solomon, and then you will see that even the demons will come to serve you, will do some building for you, will make some sculptures for you. So Solomon had a ring. That ring is our heart. We lose it sometimes. He gave it, when he was going to bath, he gave it to one of the handmaids. And then when I came back, I'll give it. You give it to me. But at that moment, when Solomon went away, a demon assumed the form of Solomon. You know, demons are Protean in their, they have a Protean power. They can assume any form, any color, anyone's face. So he just turned round and became a Solomon. And he came to the handmaid and said, "Okay, give me back, I don't want to go anywhere, give me back the seal and the ring." The poor handmaid gave it to the false Solomon. He went hurriedly, went to the throne of Solomon. He sat, this is the beginning of winter, he sat on the throne. Kar azan bud sakht, div la'in dash takht. The curse, the demon, was on the throne. That is why everything was hard and all were frozen. Div la'in dash takht, kar azan bud sakht. Div furu shod ze takht, chatr Suleiman resid. Now Solomon is coming. So he went and sat on the throne and showed the people the ring, and then he was confirmed Solomon. And people were deceived, because most people just look at the form, not the meaning. Shakespeare says that the devil can recite a Bible to his own purpose. So Solomon, when he came out and he asked for the ring, she said, "Well, I gave it to you." Solomon quickly understood that there was no fault with him. And then he didn't care, because he was a real king. A man who is a king, or a woman who is a queen, doesn't need any throne, doesn't need anything to put on his head. So Solomon said, "Okay, I'll go to the sea and I'll become a fisher to make my living." کی سلیمان را زیان شد گر شد و ماهی فروش اهرمن گر ملک بستود اهرمن بود اهرمن. Even if he assumed he was swaying the country and he was ruling, but he was a demon, he never becomes a king. So, and there is nothing lost for Solomon to become a fisherman. The demon who was feared, who was afraid that one day the ring would come again in the hand of Solomon, through Solomon, throw it into the sea so that no one would find it. But it happened that one of the fish which Solomon got from the water opened the belly and then found the deer ring there. That is why we eat mahi. That's why we eat Mahi at the time of Nowruz, just at Nowruz time. And after 13 days, people who had found that it was not a real Solomon, he was a cruel man, and so they decided to go out and bring back Solomon to the throne. That is Sizde Bedar. If you don't go out, then you are a friend of the demon. So everybody has to go out. It is unlucky to stay at home. But if you go out, it is lucky. Actually, 13 is not an unlucky number. It is the number of Solomon. It is the number when Solomon comes. So they go out, and then they bring Solomon back to the throne. And that was the time of equity, the time of justice, the time of domination of man over demon. I once said in a lecture that the whole Shahnameh is the story of the constant clash between man and demon. If demon is ruling, that is hell. If man is ruling, that is paradise. If they are clashing, that is purgatory. This is the Divine Comedy of Ferdowsi. So, we don't have much time. I wanted to go back to literature and to read some poems. I would just confine myself to one piece from Rumi, most beautiful, full of music. فصل بهار آمد ببین بستان پر از حور و پری. See, it's music. Dum dum da dum 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 da dum. فصل بهار آمد ببین بستان پر از حور و پری. گویی سلیمان بر سپه عرضه نمود انگشتری. It seems as if Solomon is showing everyone, because when he showed the ring, everybody would obey. اردن نمود انگشتری رومی روحان ماه وش fair beautiful beauties from Rome has come out of the dark face of the earth. And then he says, this is most important, I will bring it to an end with this very important poem, which is the message of Persian literature, that as در جان بلبل گل نگر. It's still the music. در جان بلبل گل نگر. از گل به عقل کل نگر. از رنگ در بی رنگ شو باشد که آنجا بو بری. It means just look at the nightingale singing loving songs for the rose. So in the heart of the nightingale you will see the rose. And then go to the rose. In the heart of the rose, you will see reason. You will see universal intelligence. You are amazed. You are beside yourself with joy. What happened? How it was created with so delicacy, so refinement, such beautiful color. Then go to the rose, and then you will come to understand the universal reason behind it. And then, as rang dar bi rang ro, from color, go to colorless. From time, go to timeless. From place, go to the placeless. باشد که آن سو رهبری. So that you can just jump the other side of the stream. And then there is the eternal Nowruz. There is the eternal joy. Thank you.